Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Makes you happy in the morning.
Playing the songs you like.
Fresh podcasts go up every day at KLUC.com and on the radio.com app. Just search Chip Buchanan.
So Liz is on the... what's her name? Erin. I'm thinking, seriously, Kayla McBride and Liz Cambage are coming on the show later on this morning. So I was thinking about them.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. So, no, her name is not Liz. It's Erin. It's very definitely Erin. Hey, Erin. How's your world?
It's good, Chad.
Awesome. So
hi.
So, what's going on? Yeah, Kayla's here too, obviously. And Spence is somewhere. We're not sure where. We'll fill him in later. So, what's happening? What's going on?
So I actually need your help because I have a very big announcement.
So we understand.
So my backstory is my husband and I got married about 5 years ago, and we just immediately started trying to have kids, but it did not work out. Unfortunately, It just wasn't happening for us. So we decided like 6 months ago to look towards adoption.
Okay.
Okay.
We looked for a couple of different routes. We've been talking about it. And then I found out I was pregnant.
I knew you were going to say that.
I'm so excited.
Is this what I think this is?
Yeah, I want to tell my husband. He doesn't know, and he loves the show. We always listen to it. So I just thought this would be the perfect way to tell him.
Yeah. No, I love every little bit of this. How do we know he's not listening right now? I mean, we've lost the all-important element of surprise. Well, I guess it doesn't matter. Who cares?
So if he picks anyone could be pregnant.
If he picks up the phone and he's like, okay, this is great. You guys hang up now so I can talk to my wife.
Yeah.
So whatever. But you're pretty sure he's not listening?
Yeah, I think that this is gonna be a good way to surprise him. I don't think he's listening right now. So
okay. Well, good. Let's get all the info. Little Jess, let's grab that. Okay. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I don't even know what to do. All right, hang on.
P1s are the good people that listen to this show on purpose.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And for that, we thank you.
I have the biggest smile right now.
The Chip Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
We've got a pretty big smile on our face right now, too, collectively and individually. Lil Jess, I see it appears that... Do you have him?
Yeah, I got him.
You got him? Hey, Daniel.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I know. It's weird. It's really weird. We wouldn't bother you at work. Unless there was a reason. I'm sure Lil Jess already told you. It's Chet, it's Kayla, it's Spence. And I'm...
Oh, what?
Yeah,
I love y'all's show. Y'all are my favorite. But why are you guys calling?
I really love it when Lil Jess doesn't tell him anything. He says, hey, listen, I'm putting you on the radio. Just shut up. We'll be there in a minute. I love all of that. Well, here's the... Honestly, it's not why we are calling. Are you familiar? Okay. Are you familiar with a woman named Erin? So stupid.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to do other than to just jump straight in. Hey, Erin, you're
is
on.
It bad?
No, Erin, you're up.
It's something bad.
Hey, honey.
Hi.
I bet you thought that you won something on the radio, huh?
Yeah. I mean, like, what are we got tickets to a concert or something or?
No, but what? You're definitely going to feel like a winner now because you know how we've been trying to get pregnant for years, and now the process of possible adoption. Well, it's too late to pursue that, but we may have to put it off for a while because you're going to be busy come February. We're having a baby!
Yeah! Oh my God. Oh my God. You're kidding me.
Nope.
Holy hell. Oh my God.
Yes.
I'm so happy right now. I don't even know what to say.
I don't feel like we should be here right now. For the record.
I know, it feels like such a private moment.
For the record, we're crying too. So that's... congratulations, you guys.
So cool. Oh, thank you guys so much.
That's... That it's just so amazing. And
Aaron, I can't wait to see you.
Yeah, me too. I mean, after the baby's born.
Okay.
Yeah. No, way to go, you guys. Congratulations. And Aaron, thank you for dragging us along for the ride on this.
Thank you. This means so much.
Well, for as much as you have proclaimed to love us, we love you more. And now there's more of you to love. Because, oh my God, we could use all the listeners we can get. So thank you for adding to our family. We're going to let those guys get. Kayla, do you have anything you want to say?
No, just congratulations, guys.
We love you. Congratulations. Nice job. They're having a baby.
Can I tell you something?
Woo! It's Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
There's a couple in Georgia married for 71 years.
Wow. Unbelievable.
71 years. It's not, it's good feeling because of this. So 71 years. They're close as you can imagine. I mean, they love each other.
Yeah.
He served our country in WWII. He went to Korea and he went to Nam. That dude's Jeez. A badass.
Yes.
I'll say it. I'll just say it straight out. They have 6 children, 12 grandchildren, 25 great-grandchildren, and 3 great-great-grandchildren. They've covered some territory.
Oh, my God.
The news did a story on them for their 70th wedding anniversary.
Francis worked at a little cafe, kept seeing her going in and out, and finally I got up nerve. Asked her if she would go out with me sometime. I asked her, would she have me as her husband? She said, of course.
He was always loving and patient and good-hearted.
Show you love.
And be there for each other. I loved you very much.
I love you.
They passed away recently.
Oh.
Last Friday. 12 hours apart. Almost to the minute. Almost to the minute, 12 hours apart. There's nothing really more to tell than that. But together, 71 years, they've through all that. What an amazing life. And that's how, I'm telling you what right now, that's how I want to go out. Is, you know, if whichever one of us go, then we go together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I
just thought it was extraordinarily sweet. Maybe it's because I'm all gooey inside because of Aaron and Daniel. If you missed it about half an hour ago, Aaron and Daniel, Aaron had us spring the surprise on Daniel while he was at work. Great. that they're going to have a baby. They've been trying. They had even to the point of where they were starting the adoption process. She just found out she's pregnant.
Awesome.
And so maybe I felt a little gooey inside, and that's how that ended up your good feeling story of the day.
I get a good feeling.
And then there's this.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's challenge. Yeah.
Hey, Lil Jess.
Hey.
Who's our contestant today?
Shelly Cowards of Silverado Ranch.
Oh, boy. I told you this was a big show. We've had a birth announcement. We got Liz Cambage and Kayla McBride from the Aces coming up in a minute.
Yep.
And now, coming off an injury, coming off a day of intestinal distress. Would you not say that Shelly has now become Spence's biggest nemesis?
I think so.
When it comes to Spence's challenge, oh my God, I love this. Shelly, are you ready today?
I am so ready, Chet.
I think you.
You got the show.
For those of you who don't know, would you tie him last time?
Last time I had 3, but before that I had 4, and he got 5.
And he had to get 5 to beat you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like today's the day.
She pushes him. It's actually very entertaining to watch.
5 questions, 30 seconds. Pop culture rip from the headlines. Don't say pass on this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
And you already know how it works. You going to Cooter today?
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Because it doesn't do you. you any good. 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. Woo! Spence's biggest nemesis. Shelly Coward to Silverado Ranch. Here we go. Who topped a recent poll as America's most favorable sports media personality?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Emmy nominations dropped yesterday. What show leads the way with a record-breaking 32 nominations?
Game of Thrones.
Who went on social yesterday to celebrate receiving their first Grammy 5 months after the show?
Kelly Clarkson.
Who clapped back yesterday at a meme mocking their history of dating NBA players?
Kylie Jenner.
Mostly because of its 8,000% return. What is Warren Buffett's favorite of his investment holdings?
Bitcoin.
We're out of time.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
Hmm. Look who it is.
How does she get through, man? I don't like this woman. No offense.
I've coined her. She's your biggest nemesis.
She's stressing me out.
She's the. This is Yankees Red Sox here. This is Dodgers Giants. Maybe this year Dodgers Padres, but you know what I'm saying.
Wow.
Settle down, Diamondbacks fans. You're not there yet. You know what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah.
This is Seahawks Niners. Sorry, Niners. You suck really bad right now.
This is Aviators Chihuahuas.
This is Aviators Chihuahuas. I don't know. You know what? El Paso comes to town. You know the chance it could go down. Same five questions. Good one, by the way.
Thanks, man.
Same five questions. Same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one. Who topped a recent poll as America's most favorable sports media personality?
That was Peyton Manning.
Emmy nominations dropped yesterday. What show leads the way with record-breaking 32?
That's Game of Thrones.
Who went on social yesterday to celebrate receiving their first Grammy 5 months after the show?
It's Ariana Grande.
Who clapped back yesterday at a meme mocking their history of dating NBA players?
Kendall Jenner.
And mostly because of its 8,000% return, what is Warren Buffett's favorite of his investment holdings?
Amazon.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
Sometimes I do them just to see if they can, if they've seen the story or not. Sometimes you can't guess. Well, let's see how we did here. Not you. You know what, Shelly? Not your best effort today.
No, no, it's a hump day.
A little disappointed in this first one. Who topped a recent poll as America's most favorable sports media personality? Shelly, right out of the chute, said
Jim Bob Cooter.
And I knew we were in trouble. Spence said
Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning. People, and I went, wait a minute, what are you talking about? He hasn't even done any sports media yet, but he's got the commercials and whatnot. So, so people love him.
Just likable.
Emmy nominations dropped yesterday. What show leads the way with a record-breaking 32? You should know this when Shelly said
Game of Thrones.
Spence said
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Booyah! Booyah!
Did you see which individual got the most Emmy nominations? I found this fascinating.
So Sophie Turner, right?
James Corden.
Ah.
James Corden got 5 Emmy nominations this time around.
Show for hosting the Tonys.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That part, I didn't go any deeper than that. I just went 5. I saw it this morning.
5.
And went, oh my God. Yeah, he got it. He's up for 5.
Wow.
Good for him. It's 2 for Spence, 1 for Shell. Who went on social yesterday to celebrate receiving their first Grammy 5 months after the show? Shelly said
Kelly Clarkson.
Uh-oh. Spence said
Ariana Grande.
Oh, just pouring it on now.
Booyah! Booyah! Booyah!
Ariana Grande. Because remember, she dropped out. They wouldn't let her sing what she wanted to sing. So she dropped out. Scooter Braun, most hated man in America.
Yep.
By some. Scooter Braun dropped it off at her house. And she made it look like they sent it in the mail, which was funny.
It'd be funny if it was Taylor Swift's Grammy and he bought it secretly and gave it to her.
That'd be awesome. Who clapped back yesterday at a meme mocking their history of dating NBA players? Shelly said
Kylie Jenner.
And Spence said
Kendall Jenner.
Oh, it's Kendall Jenner. Yeah, you said the wrong one.
Booyah!
Shelly!
Booyah! Booyah!
Shelly! Mostly because of its 8,000% return. What is Warren Buffett's favorite of his investment holdings? Shelly said
Bitcoin.
And Spence said
Amazon.
See's Candies.
Oh, yeah. Amazing, right?
Oh, you saw that?
I saw it. It was too late? I'm looking at it in my notes. I just couldn't remember.
Yeah, he loves See's candies. 8,000% return.
Oh, wow.
Who would have known? They said, "Why are you going to buy more of it?" And he goes, "Can you buy more than 100%? About a whole damn company. For speaking of buying the whole, you know, I thought we might catch him in a moment of weakness. Pretty good for coming off the, you know, what he had.
Exemplary performance.
Icky belly, I believe, is how I characterized it yesterday. One, two, and three.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.